Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another podcast. Today, we are going to talk about one of the main things most people talk about today. This is COVID. Yes. If you run a business today, what are you going to do about COVID and how can you deal with this? We got three questions again. Three things I've been asked most over the last few months, and I thought they might be interesting enough for most of you to get a bit of my point of view maybe on this one, and maybe that will help you to move forward as well. So let's start. Like always, we're going to get straight into this. So what is question number one? Well, how do you deal with people being ill, having COVID or in quarantine because of COVID? How can I maintain my business? This is a question I received a lot. And yes, of course, there is not really one answer, you can imagine. Depends very much on your business. What is you doing? If you're a restaurant or, you know, a place where people have to come every day, then that's a very different game. If you run an office or a company organization which is quite, you know, confined into a specific area, then you're mainly talking about your own people if they are not coming in and they're not working. But let's assume now that you are actually working in a place where you work in an office, you're an agency or something like this. These are most of my clients, so maybe I can give you a bit of an insight on this one. So personally, I see two things happening here. This COVID situation has shown us how fragile our situation or our setup is we had so far. We're relying on so many things happening around us and being there and in place. And the freedom we had to do certain things was huge. COVID has shown us that this can change in an instant. And it has happened. I mean, many of my clients have also really struggled with their business and didn't know how to do that. It was new. There are two things to this to say. So one is, there seems to be a huge shift towards online, right? So a lot of companies have moved their people out of their offices, working from home, which was also recommended by most governments in Europe. And because of that, people, you know, they had to find a different way of infrastructure, of different way of working, not seeing people anymore, not having a direct conversation. This was a big step, and not just for the people who run the businesses, also for the people who work in these businesses. So, I mean, your employees, they struggle the same way than you probably do, right? So How can you deal with this? And what you think you can do to make this different? In my opinion, there are two things. Online is certainly one of those things we went towards, and that was the first step we looked at. So how can we make people work from home? And as it is probably a good step, I would not stop looking for an alternative to this. There are many reasons for this. As you can maybe hear, there is the whole idea of cybercrime is huge. If you don't have an IT infrastructure and the security in place to maintain privacy for your clients' data, for the way people communicate with each other and all that kind of stuff, it's just a matter of time, in my opinion at least, before this is going to become a problem. When someone's going to hack into your system, depending on the size of your company, of course, and how much value is in this, but it doesn't really matter. Just having something leaking out is enough to destroy your business. Let's be honest. This is not a single thing. So you have to invest money in some way or the other. Either you have to invest money in an amazing infrastructure, or you have to invest money in having people coming to work and separating them in one way or the other, giving them separate offices, whatever, climate control, air control, all sorts of things in your office. There isn't really an easy solution to this, and it depends extremely, I mean, a lot on the kind of business you're in. If you are enclosed and you're working like an agency with very little public coming in and out, you probably have it a little bit easier. If you work in an area where you rely on people coming in and out, it's a different game. I mean, if you have a shop or something, people have to come in. What are you going to do? You can't just say, oh, well, let's close and just order online. As nice as it sounds, your chance, let's be really honest, your chance, if you've never done this before and you have no experience in online marketing and online, you know, selling, it's going to be hard, you know. They're going to be, if you know nothing about this, this is extremely difficult to do. So if you do, then that's probably a good step forward. Maybe you can figure out a way, but keep in mind, you are in competition suddenly with everyone, especially on that marketplace. Imagine you are in a town and you have your shop in there and suddenly, whatever, millions of other shops just open up right beside you. What are you going to do? And not even just other shops. Shops do sell the same stuff than you do. Let's be realistic. I mean, how do you think you're going to compete? what you need to do that. That's not an easy thing, right? So I would certainly think about that. That's how the online market looks today. I mean, how are you going to compete with people or with companies, organizations like Amazon or others with whatever product you sell? It doesn't really matter what it is. It's huge. It's major. So you really need to rethink your business structure, your business ideas, the way you work, and maybe even the way or the people you sell to, the clients you will have in the future. You probably will need to specialize more into areas where you have a chance to compete. You probably will look at your customers differently and say, okay, who can I serve who is not served yet or not well enough served yet by the other organizations out there? This is going to be very different. So a good investment, in my opinion, is research in the market. You need to understand how that market looks like, your market looks like, the market you want to make money in. There is another big aspect of this. You should really approach this with a very open mind, not to judge very early on, that's not like this. Don't start thinking about, you know, your way of thinking, because that's probably not the way your customers think. At least maybe at the beginning they do, but after a while they get used to other ways of shopping and other ways of making, you know, of buying the stuff they want or getting their services delivered to them or, you know, in any or anything else really. It will change because they will realize the advantage or disadvantage, get used to the disadvantage and start arguing with you about the advantages you might not be able to deliver. So this is certainly something you need to think about. You should do a lot of research. If you have the time now and your business is not going so well, spend your time in this. Research the market. Figure out what works, what doesn't work. What are the others doing? What's your competition doing in the market? Are they successful with this? Is this working? Can you merge maybe with other people and, you know, create something new? Can you create a completely new marketplace? Because keep in mind, I mean, online is certainly a good thing, but it's going to take a long time before online is established by everyone. And there is a huge older generation out there right now, which are not that versatile in their behavior in the online market area. You know, they're still struggling with this a lot. They might not have the infrastructure to do so. They don't understand it. They don't really know how to deal with it, how that works. They're worried or scared about scams and everything else that happen all the time, everywhere. It's something to definitely think in. There is opportunity in this, a lot of opportunity in this. Now, if you're some sort of an agency who offers their business basically only in sight, then your main concern is going to be your employees, right? So how are your employees going to work? And how you can make sure that you can still provide the same service or even a better service for your customers in the future with, you know, keeping in mind that some people might be in quarantine, not being able to work or having COVID themselves or leaving because they burn out and don't know how to deal with the situation. There are so many new things coming up because of this. This, again, also is actually the same situation. You need to look for new avenues. You need to look for new ways of making this happen. Now, I mean, it's easier for me to say, oh, why just do that or just do that, just that. But honestly, there isn't a one way. There isn't one way that works for everyone. It just doesn't exist. There isn't even one way that works for the same kind of business. So for multiple businesses, two people doing exactly the same thing, one thing will work for them and others won't. Now, there is opportunity in this again. I mean, don't forget, right now you might have been big in the city, you know, because that's where the only place where you could find good people to work. That might change now. People might go home again because they don't, you know, they can't work in the city anymore because they can't go there, or they realize working from home, they can do it from anywhere. You could utilize that situation and get completely new people, people who might even be better from what you had so far or for the, you know, to replace people who left. Or you can find completely new services you thought you'd never be able to offer because you didn't have the people around the area you were. Now, suddenly with online, this could be a complete new opportunity. Again, what I said at the beginning, be aware, online comes with some disadvantages as well. Keeping data and everything, managing this, managing people's computers and all that kind of stuff. This is something you need to have staff to do so. That can be costly. So it depends on where you are and what you do. There is another approach which I have seen one of my clients doing, a bit bigger, and there were, you know, people had to travel quite a long stretch to go to work every day. And what they did, they created these satellite offices in the areas where people actually lived. So they went to co-working spaces and just hired specific office space, so closed office space for their staff. And they had like two or three people who came from the same area going to work there and decentralized, therefore, the main office into smaller satellite offices. This has worked really well because if there is a COVID incidence, it spread it out. So that means there was no need, you know, not the whole business went down because someone had COVID. It was just that satellite office. That means all of those people maybe had to go into quarantine, but someone else from another satellite office was able to go to that office, which is now empty in a way, and keep working from there, if that was even necessary. Or they were even splitting the things because they were splitting in multiple places and they all did very similar work. It wasn't a big deal if one satellite office wasn't working anymore. This was huge because not only was it, covering up this problem of quarantine, if people coming in, it also had another effect that people enjoyed it much more because their way to work was much shorter. They had a much better approach. They were not so long traveling. Some people are traveling 1 or 2 hours to go to work and back. I mean, that's crazy. That's a lot of time. The costs have split for this, for the company and for the business as well, because running smaller satellite offices was much, much easier to maintain. Of course, there was still the infrastructure, but the infrastructure, the actual connection and all that kind of stuff was actually provided by the co-working space. And they did special deals and they, to figure out that they had a very good fast internet connection, which most of them have, because otherwise they couldn't really, run as a co-working space. So they already maintained that infrastructure. That was quite a good way of doing it. That worked really, really well. So maybe that's something you can pick up as well and take from there. If that's not possible and you have people working from home only, then there is still a lot of things to be discussed and not clear, even from a legal perspective. I mean, what happens if there's an accident at home? What happens, while people are working or even on their way to work? Meaning, what happens if someone walks from the living room to the office or to the corner of the living room where the office is and falls? I mean, these are still so many issues that need to be clarified. How can you guarantee that the quality of chair, desk, and everything is top, so you can make sure that your team is working with the best quality? Maybe that was something that was really important for you before. How can you, maintain that quality when people are not actually there, when you have no control over their environment at all? I mean, you might be able to buy them a chair or so on, but that doesn't, that might not be so easy. Imagine someone living in a small one-bedroom apartment. I mean, what are you going to do? I move that bed out so you can put a big desk in it. And that's not going to work, right? So there are quite a few things. So for these people to have a co-working space, like an office there, even if it's for a single person, that might just do the trick. So that's one thing to the quarantine issue. Everything else is really trial and error. And I can only invite you to really look at completely new solution. Look at ways that make it different. Don't just follow everyone else. Everyone's saying, just do online, work from home. As this might sound like a short-term good idea, I think on the long run, this is not going to work. I think this is going to be disastrous and far too risky for most businesses. So keep looking. If you're interested, we're going to pick this up from time to time and I'm going to introduce also on my blog and, some new ideas people had, how they're going to make things work. Contact me directly if you want to. Maybe we can join some sort of a group and, we can come up with some ideas what you can do specifically, you can do for your business when we know a little bit more about your business in general. All right. So that was question number one. I hope that gave you some ideas and at least some food for thought and you can take it from there. Right. So how will I adjust my business to deal with this new situation? This actually feeds right into it. So this is pretty much it. Keep looking. This is the only answer I can give you here. Keep looking for new ways of making things happen. Think of restructuring your business completely. Think, what do you really need? Just because you had it before, is this really need? Can you outsource stuff? Can you pretty much go and get externals to do that work for you? Can you, is there a way to do that? At least that way you don't have that risk. If it's something that's not where you don't have to be on top of the quality, but it's just work that needs to be done, and maybe you can find people you can outsource this to, or other organizational companies you can outsource this to, that could be a new way of doing it. Before, you always did it yourself, but maybe that is not necessary. Well, have a look around and see, think out of the box a little bit. I think that's the only real advice I can give you here. Okay, let's come to question number three. That was a short answer to the question, but it fed into the first one a bit. So question number three, should I start my business now despite the current situation or should I wait? That's a question I get all the time. Why wait? I mean, I don't know. I mean, to be honest, as bad COVID is, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, from a human perspective, COVID is horrendous. It's a disaster, right? No question here. From a business perspective, it's just a different situation. It's just new. And new always means risk and opportunity, both. So if you have the right business and the right business idea that works in such an environment, in this situation, and can be maintained even after COVID, and that's something you definitely need to keep in mind, then yeah, why would you wait? I would not wait. I would definitely go for it. The opposite. I think the market is changing. The market is changing massively. If you have an opportunity to get into that market and use it as it is now, and always make sure, this is the one thing I always advise you, COVID as it is right now will probably not be like this in the future. We will figure out a way, or it's very likely we'll figure out a way to deal with this, right? So it will happen. If that happens and things start to normalize, and when I say normalize, I don't mean going back to what it was, but to establish itself so everybody knows now what to do, then your business still needs to be good. So your business cannot be based on constant change. So on a, you know, that COVID is always there and it's always stressing people out. So no, at one point we're going to get used to this. And at one point we'll be fine with it. We're going to live with it and we're going to figure out how to deal with this. If your business can still survive then, when this situation happens, well, then go for it. I mean, do it. I mean, I cannot give you a better advice than don't wait. Keep on moving. Do this. So, but of course, check it out. Make sure that you know what you're doing. Test things out. You know my way of starting a business. This is, you need to know what you're doing there and you need to be good at what you're doing. So that's the baseline. Okay, so let's recap. How do I deal with COVID, quarantine, and maintaining the business and deal with this new situation? Well, look out of the box. Please don't just follow everyone else. I promise you, just because everyone else is doing it, it doesn't mean it's good. It's just our first response and our first way of dealing with it. And it's a trial and error kind of thing. And some of it might work really well, and there will be lots of it that won't. So if you can think out of the box and try new things out and work with your team, work together with the people you have, so then do that. You know, figure out what works. Think about the idea of satelliting your office out into smaller spaces, even if it's just single people working, co-working spaces, something like this. Think about outsourcing some of the work you're doing right now. Maybe there is a possibility to, you know, it's less risk in a way. You have a fixed price on it, they need to deliver. The worst case scenario is they can't deliver, but then at least there's no cost involved. If you have people working for you and they are in quarantine and they're in quarantine for a month because someone else in the family just got ill again, well, don't get me wrong, then this is quite an outset. This is huge. And depending on your business and what you need, and if they can't work from home, This is a huge cost you can't cover, and you need to make sure that you can cover that up somehow. But again, do this together with your team. Work with your team on this. Don't just jump in it and just overrun everyone because you don't want to lose the people you have. They're good people. I guess you hire them because they're good at what they do and they know what they're doing. They've probably been with you for a while and they know the business well. Prepare them for change. Prepare them, talk to them, let them be part of that change and let them be partly decision makers as well, at least for their area. And I'm sure that you will find a good way to make this work. I'm pretty sure. So I hope this was helpful. I hope this gave you something. We're coming into a new year. 2022 is here. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be different. COVID is not going to go away. I'm pretty sure COVID will be here. We will get used to it more. We will adapt. We'll find our space. But let this be an opportunity to find your space. And it might be a completely new one, and it might just propel your business in a complete different direction, completely up. Who knows? I mean, this could be crazily good. The biggest thing I can give you on the journey for 2022 is keep an open mind, put the right glasses on, look at things in the right way. Don't look at them that they don't work. Look at ways to make it work. Figure out a way how you can make this happen for you and approach it that way. That's my advice. I hope that helps. Take care, guys. I will, as always, keep going with my podcast during 2022. My team is very eager to do even more, to give you more value and more quality of content we have. And we're going to open more channels for you to contact us and to be in touch with us and just Q&A. Don't forget, we have a meetup, a running meetup every week where you are very welcome to join. Just go to meetup.com, sign up to our group, Entrepreneur Academy Brussels. Just come join us and talk. And I'm sure we can figure out a way to make your business be successful in 2022. Take care, guys. It was great to talk to you, and I see you soon. And don't forget to visit our YouTube channel, our website, and of course, all our social media channels for the latest news in entrepreneurship. Figure out our latest courses and see what we can do for you. There's lots of stuff. Oh, we're so proud of this. Bye.